Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Leah Howard, who is the COO of the National Psoriasis Foundation. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, so far so good. This I might not do so well. Is it psoriatic arthritis? Am I saying that right?
You are, yep.
Oh, my God. All righty. I didn't know that psoriasis and arthritis are two words that go together in some probably not such a good way, because this is not such a good thing. Tell us about it.
That's right. So psoriatic arthritis is actually an inflammatory form of arthritis, and it causes pain, stiffness, and swelling in and around the joints. You often see painful swelling in the fingers and toes, as well as pain and stiffness in the neck and lower back. Psoriatic arthritis can actually develop at any time, but we most commonly see it appearing between the ages of 30 and 50. And while we don't know exactly what causes it, we do know that genes, the immune system, and environmental factors are all believed to play a role in the onset of disease.
So what does psoriatic mean? And when arthritis, I know a little more about. What does psoriatic mean?
Sure. So psoriatic arthritis is a type of arthritis, and it is connected with psoriasis. So there's about 8 million Americans living with psoriasis, and up to 30% of them may go on to develop this form of arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. So
okay.
Psoriatic arthritis is a comorbidity, you could say, of psoriasis.
Okay, so maybe I got to go back one more step, if you don't mind. Psoriasis. And what's psoriasis?
Sure. Psoriasis is an inflammatory condition, and what you see with what appears to be a rash on the skin is actually symptomatic of what's happening throughout the body. So it's an inflammatory disease that occurs systemically within your whole body.
Aha. Okay. And the great company here, Pfizer, is bringing out this information to us. Thank you very much for that. Tell us about what can somebody do about this. And first of all, what are the symptoms? Are you look at your hands and they're swelled up, or what are some of the things that somebody should consider here?
Sure. Yeah. So, as the chief operating officer of the National Psoriasis Foundation, which is the largest patient advocacy organization for individuals living with psoriatic arthritis, I've had the privilege of working with people living with psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, from really representing the full spectrum of disease, from very mild to very severe. We know that each individual's journey with psoriatic arthritis is unique, from their diagnosis to their symptoms, even to their relationship with their healthcare provider. So any chronic illness, including psoriatic arthritis, often includes elements that can be both physically as uncomfortable as well as impacting the emotional well-being of the individual. So for psoriatic arthritis, for the physical standpoint, I mentioned some of that pain, stiffness, swelling. We know it is a degenerative disease, so it is important that someone talks to their physician about the symptoms that they're experiencing so that they can treat it appropriately and prevent any permanent damage to their joints.
I have a friend that has rhinoids. I think that's what it's called. Is that different than this?
Yeah, you know, psoriatic arthritis is connected certainly to many health conditions, but that is a different condition.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the NPF is involved in that's really exciting to us is this collaboration with Pfizer on the PSA narrative, which is a global initiative really aimed at elevating the voice of the patient and raising awareness about the significant impact of psoriatic arthritis, as well as acknowledging the important role of the patient-physician communication.
Ah, that's always so important, isn't it?
It really is, because, you know, even though the majority of patients, more than 90, report that they're comfortable talking to their physician about their concerns and fears, we know that many still tell their rheumatologist that they're fine when in fact they are experiencing symptoms. And those symptoms are incredibly significant. We know from this survey that 9 in 10 patients report that their psoriatic arthritis negatively impacts their emotional and mental well-being as well. So it is so important that patients talk with their providers.
By far, if I stub my toe, I'm talking to my doctor. you cannot, in the message that you sent me initially, it says October is the time of the year many of us associate with masks, okay? But some people, they feel like they're hiding behind a mask every day. Why do you think people that might have these pains, I don't know, I'm one of those guys, if I have an ache, I go talk to my doctor. And an annual checkup is by far a given. Many people don't even do that. Isn't that so?
That's true. That's true. Unfortunately, many people do not. And so with a disease like psoriatic arthritis that really is degenerative, we want people to go talk to their provider as soon as they're feeling symptoms so that they can prevent any of that long-term permanent disability. We know that many in our community, and in fact, almost 100%, 98% of patients say that musculoskeletal symptoms have been present for them in the last 12 months. So there really are strong, both physical and emotional and even social impacts of living with a disease like psoriatic arthritis.
Sure. So that in muscular, you're saying that there's some pain somewhere on someone's body.
That's right. Yep. Joint pain, stiffness, joint tenderness, joint swelling. Those are all the most common symptoms that are reported.
And now, are there some remedies for this or delays for it to come on?
There are.
And so what are some of those?
Yes, there are. So there are a number of different treatment options available to people living with psoriatic arthritis, really, again, covering the full spectrum of the disease. And the most important thing that you can do is to go see your provider to talk about your particular symptoms so that they can identify what would be the most appropriate therapy for you. We know that doctor's appointments are often short, and so we encourage you to really prepare for that visit so that you get out of it everything that you need and a treatment that will help you reach your treatment goals.
That's a very good suggestion. Write it down and bring it in with a piece of paper.
That's exactly right. We recommend people to write out the symptoms they're experiencing, especially those new symptoms that might have creeped in since they had their last appointment, as well as ways in which their disease is impacting their quality of life on a day-to-day basis. And if you go into the appointment with those things, as well as a list of questions that you want to ask, you're sure to get much more out of the appointment that way.
And don't feel bad if you don't have it when you get to the doctor's office. It's like a car, you know, my motor is making noise, but when I get to the mechanic, there's nothing going on. So I don't know.
That's right.
What else should we know about this and that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, you know, I mentioned that the disease really is more than just the physical, and I do think that on World Arthritis Day, it's so important for people living with psoriatic arthritis and really all forms of arthritis to know that they're not alone. You know, 9 in 10 patients say that their disease negatively impacts their emotional and mental well-being. And in fact, more than half say that it has a negative impact on their romantic relationships and intimacy. So we really do want them to know that they're not alone, that there are resources available, and that by working with your provider, you can get on a therapy that's appropriate for you, and that will really have a great impact on not just the physical symptoms of the disease, but also those emotional and social impacts as well.
Is there a website that people can go to?
Absolutely. We encourage you to visit the National Psoriasis Foundation's website, which is psoriasis spelled psoriasis.org for more support and resources. And to learn more about this survey and the exciting PSA narrative initiative, I invite you to visit Pfizer.com/PSA narrative.
Okay. And I'd like to ask you, Dr. Howard, I ask many people, what is peace for them? And if you wouldn't mind, what would be peace for you, since we're so involved with the peace movement?
Yeah, you know, certainly peace for me and the National Psoriasis Foundation would be realizing a point in time when individuals that have psoriatic disease are no longer impacted by it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you one last question because we started this. Love. What does love mean to you, if you don't mind?
Well, that's a tough question. Love is just being surrounded by those things that are bring you joy and meaning.
That's beautiful. Okay, thank you so much for sharing, and we will send people over to the website. We'll also send them over to a Pfizer website, great company, I started in Brooklyn many, many years ago, and continue to do great work. So thank you very much, and best of luck. And anybody that has some concerns, go see your doctor or, as you say, healthcare provider. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.